Love is telling the truth. Love is telling the truth. 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of God, keeping his commandments. And so you're not keeping the commandments of God today. What you're keeping is false man-made religion. What you're keeping is traditions of men. Go read Mark 7. Bring it up on your phone and read it. Howbeit in vain you worship me, for teaching the doctrines of man, you worship me in vain. Isaiah spoke well. So you're worshiping God in vain. You're not following the biblical Savior. It's loving to come and proclaim the truth. It's loving to come and withstand. Jesus did it. He had to withstand the Pharisees. He had to withstand the mockers. Paul had to do it. But we'll stand out here and we'll talk to seekers. We'll talk to people that get the truth of God planted in them. You young people are being deceived by false doctrine of your church. You're being deceived by the fleshly offerings of this festival that is not of God. The Bible says you cannot please God in the flesh, Romans 8:8. The Bible talks about singing with your lips in the New Testament. The Old Testament was outside fleshly instruments, fleshly emotional. That's what's going on here. The New Testament is spirit and truth worship. We become the instrument. Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper in Matthew 26 and sang a hymn. He didn't rock out to heretic music whores like David Crowder. David Crowder is involved in Roman Catholicism and the mystic Lecto Divina, and he's here. Skillet is a worldly heavy metal band that plays at a place called Hellfest that is also unbiblical and sinful and carnal. Chris Tomlin was here last year, another multimillionaire music whore, who wouldn't even talk to me when he was on the sidewalk when I rebuked him in love. You can see the video at my website. I rebuked him in love for false gospels, Roman Catholic ecumenicalism, and he walked away. He walked away and he would not even say anything about the truth of God. That was Chris Tomlin. I'm actually going to keep preaching the oracles of God. I'm not stopping for something else that is not of God. The cross is not even a symbol of the Christian faith. Look up the word cross. Storos means a wooden stake. The cross is a Roman Catholic practice. Jesus died on a tree. That's why Jesus came. He died on a tree and he removed the curse for those who will repent and seek the kingdom of God. All they're doing here is propping up man-made religion. All they're doing here is putting a approval on the worldliness, the sin, the carnality, and the false ways of man-made religion that Jesus said causes you to worship God in vain. You're worshiping God in vain today. Mark 7 says it. Matthew 15 says it. The fruit of these people here before us show it, that they are worldly, carnal, in false doctrine. They love a false gospel. They love a false Jesus. They love worldliness and fleshly music. They love the ways of the world, not the things of a holy God. So oftentimes we come to this place and we preach this way to reach a few seekers, to glorify our Father, and it's a condemnation to you. Because guess what? On Judgment Day, you're going to see, God's going to say, my worker stood before you. He told you you're part of worldly churchianity. He told you you're part of the world. He told you you're following false Christianity. And you will have no cloak for your sin. We don't want our neighbors not to have a cloak for their sin. We want the cloak to be Jesus Christ. in spirit and truth.
Test yourself to the word of God, neighbor, lifting up the biblical gospel. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised and worthy to be exalted.
Let me see. Can I read it?
Yep. Actually, that says commercial advertising.
Keep reading.
It says commercial advertising. In announcements or, I can't hold my glass on, public highways or public grounds of the city, either in from or moving from the vehicle or otherwise. It says vehicle.
Otherwise, keep reading.
By means of any recording equipment. Well, I'll tell you what. Here, can you text that to me?
Sure.
Yeah, text that to me. Let me get my number, because I don't have my amp on. I'm just going to keep preaching.
Yeah, you can.
So we love our neighbor.
I don't have your number.
I don't have it on. I'm sorry. 608.
So you're going to have to just wait a second. It's not that
my wife can give you my number. 608 is my number, area code. She'll get the number from my wife. So we're here to lift up Jesus Christ. I actually don't even need my amp. I've got a voice that can lift up above the worldliness and the carnality and the sin of this place. But it's righteous and holy and just to tell you that you're in danger of sin and the judgment of God. Hebrews 10:26 says, those who practice willful sin, those who practice willful sin will be separated from a holy God with no sacrifice for their sin. So we love you enough to tell you the truth. It don't matter if the police are here. It's not going to stop the preaching. We're going to preach. We're going to stand. We're going to proclaim the gospel. We're going to warn sheep. We're going to warn our neighbor. It doesn't matter one single bit. Been doing this for years. Never been arrested. Why? I keep the laws of man. You are all going to be judged for not keeping the laws of God. So test yourself to the holy word of God. Jesus made the narrow way. You're not on the narrow path. You're on the broad road to destruction. Loving our neighbor. Lifting up the biblical gospel. Yeah. I'll read it. Hey, officer, I have a question. I was here all day yesterday. Nobody brought it up. And I looked up that law and it talked about the amplification not near residences. Is that what that one says?
They're talking about a public. Read that.
I'll read it. But I looked it up before I came here and nobody said nothing yesterday. And I was here last year. Nobody said anything. Unless you change the law, which I don't think you did. It talks about a residence public building.
So I'm telling you right now that city ordinance 3424 says you cannot use your amplifier in a public space.
Okay. You I'm going to read that.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to read that because it says commercial.
Keep reading it.
It says commercial. I'll read it after the crowd leaves, and then if it doesn't cover that, I will use it again, and you'll have to show me. I will use it again because it says commercial.
So
commercial
you,
use. This is First
decide,
Amendment free speech.
Before you decide to use that, make sure you interpret the ordinance correctly.
It says commercial. This is not commercial use.
Keep reading the ordinance.
And it says from a vehicle. I'll read the whole ordinance. Yes. And it says from a vehicle.
I'm not going to stand here and argue with you.
Then walk away. I do have a question. Are you here to uphold the law?
I am here because this is a city park.
Right, yeah. So you're here to uphold the law. So when men are getting in my face, are you going to come and tell them to get out of my face when they're harassing me in my face?
You're not in my face.
You didn't do it. I'm not in your face.
If you want an answer to the question, you have to stop talking.
Will you uphold the law that way?
So I can answer the question.
Will you?
So that's probably correct.
Will you?
So, I am a City of Duluth employee.
Yep.
This is a public park.
Yep.
And I am here to enforce city ordinance.
Yep. Is harassment an ordinance?
I think when you're in people's faces.
I'm not in people's faces. They're in our face. My video shows it.
That man was harassing us.
He was harassing us, following us around. Where were you then? Lift up your voice. Proclaim Jesus Christ. We got it. We got the video of all of it. They're in our face, following us around, harassing us. We're harassing no one. No one needs to listen to us. Let's cover the little mantra they're doing here. What is this? of God. That's the man right there that wouldn't leave me alone. I've got it all over video. I've got it all over video. You want to tell him not to get in my face? You want to tell him? Let me get it on video. Yeah, I was just asking her to not be impartial.
I can't hear you. Can you talk louder?
I'm asking her to not be impartial. Men are getting in my face, and she does nothing. She zoomed right in to tell me about my amplifier.
Yeah, those, you can't have those.
Is you sure about that? Because it says commercial purposes. I'm going to read it, and yeah. I'm going to challenge it. It says commercial purposes. I'm not commercial. Yeah. She says no, but I say it is commercial purposes. I'm going to when the crowd goes. But please don't be, they haven't been, but they've been partial. Okay. And so when someone's getting in my face.
It's better to be impartial.
What's that?
It's better to be impartial.
Yeah, God doesn't want partiality, and I don't want it, neither do you. So men were getting in my face, and they did nothing, but they zoomed in right away.
I just want you to know that I can hear you. You don't have to.
I have a loud voice because I'm a preacher, okay? If you have a soft voice, that's okay, but I have a loud voice.
I actually have a very loud voice. Okay. I was taught to lower my voice.
Okay, well, I'm a street preacher, so I've been out here preaching, so. And also.
Also.
Never mind. Loving our neighbor, lifting up Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible says you're wasting your worship. God does not hear the prayers of sinners. John 9. That means if you continue to sin, God doesn't hear your prayers. You're in sin in the church systems in America. You're in sin on this city on the hill. You're in sin as you live of the world. You're in sin in your pagan holidays. You're in sin as in your feminization. You're in sin in worldliness. If you'd look up our testing for free, we don't charge like these charlatans do. In John 2, Jesus made a whip, I've been talking about it, over people that sell the things of God. People that sell the things of God. He made a whip over that. They're selling you worship of God here today. That's not of God. They're selling you the right so-called to worship God. But you're not really worshiping God at all. This is about your flesh. This is about false ways. This is about traditions of men that cannot save you. So we're here for any sheep that'll listen later. We talked to a whole bunch of sheep yesterday that appreciated the biblical gospel. Not here for worldly, carnal Christians that lip service Jesus. Your singing as you live in sin is lip service. Go read Matthew 15. Jesus said, "These people draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." That's the problem in American churchianity. Your hearts are far from God. You're loveless. You're without holiness. You're without righteousness. You're without goodness. You're without truth. That is absolutely the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 5:9. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. You're so far from that, American Christians. On Judgment Day, you're going to hear, "Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity." That's sin. This is sin. The church system is sin. The culture you live in and take part in is sin. We love you enough to tell you that truth.